about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, do we have a busy day on today's show. We got the Supreme Court rulings on same-sex marriage. I'm sure many of you have already heard the results where they have struck down DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. Two very important rulings came out today saying married gay couples are eligible for federal benefits. And they have also paved the way for same-sex marriage in California, citing that the previous district court, from what I understand, okay, I can't just say that the Supreme Court said Proposition 8 gets to still go on. It wasn't like that. Remember, the Supreme Court, it's all legalese and legislative language. And so basically, the Ninth Circuit Court did not have jurisdiction, leaving the lower court initial ruling allowing same-sex marriage can resume in California. Okay, you see, so basically that paves the way for same-sex marriage in California, okay? But remember, the Supreme Court talks in double and triple negatives, all right? But that's basically an essence. Now, multiple states do not allow same-sex marriage. A lot of states don't. So that doesn't mean that the whole country has to allow same-sex marriage. From what I'm understanding with the Supreme Court, with their rules is if a state allows it, the feds have to recognize it. But it's still being left up to the state for voting that in. So if all the states eventually in the next couple decades rule same-sex marriage, Constitution should protect that and allow that to happen. But right now, those states that don't have same-sex marriage, they don't automatically turn to allowing same-sex marriage. So we're going to talk about that. And, of course, I'd love to hear your opinions on what happened in today's ruling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. IRS may be giving out $1,000 apology payments. Really? Apology payments to people they targeted. $1,000? Okay, that wouldn't even cut it for people whose IRS tax-exempt status had been put off for years. But I think a little too late. Not sure where they're going to go with that one, but we'll talk about that. Aaron Hernandez, Patriots tight end, has been arrested. We don't know if he's been arrested for the murder or for obstruction of justice, but he was arrested this morning, more than a week after a body was found near his home in Massachusetts. On top of that, the New England Patriots has dropped him. We also have, in medical news, researchers being able to regenerate nerves in paralyzed mice. This is huge, huge. Once it gets to be applied to humans, I mean, it's already huge in the animal world. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got an extremely, extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Defense of Marriage Act has been struck down. So that means married same-sex couples can receive the same benefits as heterosexual married couples. Okay? And these rulings then assist gay couples when they have issues like survivor benefits, tax filings, etc. And this is huge, just absolutely huge. It was a 5-4 decision, very split. Then, on top of that, we have the ruling against California's controversial Proposition 8. It had banned same-sex marriage in the state, but now means gay marriage is legal. Now, this whole Proposition 8 has kind of confused people in terms of where originally, from what I understand, the voters voted it in. Then there was another proposition where gay marriage was voted out. There was a circuit court ruling in the midst of all this. And I'll kind of go through this with you. Unfortunately, most of these articles that are coming out are basically intermixing both of the rulings that had happened today with the Supreme Court. Okay, but basically, all right, Proposition 8 was put in place by the Ninth Circuit Court. You get that? So Proposition 8 banned same-sex marriage across the state, but the Supreme Court ruled that the Ninth Circuit Court was overstepping their bounds by putting the ban in place in the first place. So with that overruling, now it allows same-sex marriage to go back into place. Now, California will then become the 13th state to allow same-sex marriage. Right now, only 12 states and the District of Columbia allow same-sex marriage. So people that live in Nevada, people that live in Texas, etc., they travel to states to get married. But up until now, they've had the issue of, well, we don't have the benefits. Okay, so we don't have the health insurance benefits, the survivorship benefits. What the Supreme Court now allows is if those benefits, if they're married and the state recognizes the marriage, then those benefits stay in place. So what would have to now happen with the remaining states is they would have to vote to allow same-sex marriage. If they don't, couples will still have to travel to these other states to get married and possibly live there to enjoy the federal umbrella that now the Supreme Court offers. So I know we're coming up on break. How do you feel about this? Did the Supreme Court do right? Did they do wrong? What does that mean for the country? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could also email us on our website at drdahlia.com. Many of you have already been giving us notes, so we'll get to those as well. drdahlia.com or 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, 18 minutes past the hour, live, of course, 9 to noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 Eastern. Big thanks to Genesis Communications. Like I said, a big thanks to you all for tuning in on XM Channel 244 on Talk Superstation, as well as all the other avenues. Oh, I am having some major nuts and bolts issues in the studio. I think it's ready for vacation also. Got the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise coming up. I always have to mix work and vacation, but I love it. That's the type of fun I have. I can't not do work. If I don't put work into it, I don't enjoy it. So I'm pretty excited about that. All right. So, you know, the one thing I love about social media and about the internet and having the access to my listeners and callers that I do 24/7 is I get to see what people are thinking. Now, remember, I'm a family doc. All right. So, board certified, went to an MD school, received my MD. I love, you know, dealing with the body and surgery and diabetes and et cetera, but I also love the psychology aspect of people and what people are thinking. And, you know, it's fascinating to see what people are thinking and what's being said ever since this Supreme Court ruling, which is historic. Okay, so for example, these are some of the back and forth and the pendulous type opinions people are having here. So, Jose from Amarillo says our country's done good. So proud of America today. Ralph from Colorado Springs, this is the most liberal Supreme Court ever. Thomas from Seattle, we should all have equal rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And, of course, many of these are truncated. I'm just kind of showing you just a drop in the bucket of all the responses we've received. Diane from Lawrence, Kansas, this is how Sodom and Gomorrah started. Yoon from New York City says, if whites are going to be a minority, will heterosexuals be a minority? You know, it's just, to me, it's fascinating, you know, how people think and the thought process, right? You have half the country extremely excited, maybe more ecstatic about today's ruling. You have the other half of the country, or maybe a smaller portion, scratching their head going, what does this mean? You know, I'm a little confused, and it just blows my mind from a psychology standpoint that something could be done and that all these other different emotions and different thought processes come from it. Okay? You know, nothing is absolute. Like, even with the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin, boy, that split. President Barack Obama, completely split. Is there anything we all agree on? Is there anything out there we just all agree on? Obamacare stinky? No, we don't all agree on Obamacare stinks. There's some people out there that likes Obamacare. They do, you know? Blows my mind. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We have, a bunch of different issues have been brought up just from the variety of posts that we've gotten. The most liberal Supreme Court ever. According to Ralph from Colorado Springs. You know, I do have to admit that, yes, the Supreme Court, especially with what happened with Obamacare, I think has surprised us. Didn't surprise me at all with the Supreme Court ruling today. I think we called it. I think our country has now progressed to the point that gay couples are considered still as equal an entity as a heterosexual couple who's married. And so I figured the law of the land would agree and hold that up. That was nothing that I think shocked any of us. So I don't know if I would say that they were so much a liberal Supreme Court. To me, I was more shocked with the Obamacare ruling. Because the Obamacare ruling was something that, I mean, most of us swore was unconstitutional. They agreed it was unconstitutional. And then they fine-tuned it, saying if you call it a tax, then this could be constitutional and we'll let it go. So what I think, I don't think today's ruling blew my mind or would it blow any conservatives' mind away, because I think many of us, and like I said, many of us have somebody homosexual in the family. There, I think we've started to embrace same-sex couples more than we've ever in the past, and that's where our country's been going. But I would say, yes, the Supreme Court, especially since the Obamacare ruling last year, I think shocked many of us on the stereotype that we had thought it had in terms of conservative-leaning judges versus liberal-leaning judges. All people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, I got to tell you, to me, it has never made sense to force somebody gay to be in a marriage with somebody straight. From a society standpoint, I know the government isn't forcing them, but, you know, it just has never made sense. If somebody told me to be forced to be with somebody or a class of people like women that I didn't want to be with or share a bed with, I couldn't live like that. I'm straight. I want to be with my husband. I want to marry my husband. I think people who are gay that want to be with who they love should be allowed to do that. It's never made sense that they had to, you know, feel hidden and feel forced to be with somebody they didn't want to be with and to propagate and have children, etc. To me, it just never made sense. Okay, I've seen too many people unhappy, even straight people, trying to say, you know, this is why marriage, whether you agree with it or not, marriage is not being taken on like it used to. We probably had the lowest marriage rate, and not only because of the recession, but because people now have it in their mind that they don't have to live and be in a marriage unhappy, whether it be with somebody straight, whether it be with somebody gay, etc. All right, there's this philosophy now where, because, I mean, remember in the olden days, I remember hearing relatives, you know, great-great-great-grandparents, they were sleeping in separate bedrooms. They stayed married because that's what you did. You didn't get a divorce, but they didn't live together. Or somebody would fool around with somebody on the side. That makes no sense to me. How is that a marriage? Being in separate bedrooms, hating each other, staying together just for the name of society, it never made sense to me. I don't see how that's healthy. Okay? Happy family, happy life. Just like happy colon, happy life with Squatty Potty. So, to me, that doesn't make sense. Yoon, if whites are going to be a minority, will heterosexuals be a minority? All right. I don't know what to say on that particular comment. I've already told you what the statistics that I learned in terms of gay men, in terms of incidents. 1 in 8 men are gay. But I received a very fascinating email from somebody who had told me he's not gay, but he likes sex. And he likes sex with men. He likes sex with women. If he's bisexual, then he's bisexual, but he doesn't perceive him as that. He could fall in love with either, and he can have sex with either. Now, is that a group in our population that is unknown and that hasn't been able to make themselves known? You know, a lot of us were shocked by that lawsuit where the doctor, I bring this lawsuit up all the time, somebody cheats on his wife in a menage a trois, drops dead, doctor gets sued. Okay, you know, us in the medical community were shocked that the doctor got sued. But many of you had written me going, okay, so wait a second, he's married, but he was in a menage a trois having sex with a male and female. So was he gay? I don't know. Okay, you know, people who identify themselves as gay, from what I understand, are exclusively wanting to be with that particular person. But it looks like the definition is changing. If somebody is in love with a woman or if somebody is in love with a man, I don't know if society is going to start using that terminology. With this Supreme Court ruling, we are going to be looking at the idea that maybe we're not going to be using the term gay, homosexual, heterosexual, because there are people that sleep with men, people that sleep with women, and people who sleep with both, or people who are attracted to both. For me, I never understood that. I was never attracted to females. Women turn me off. Men, no, I love men. And so for me, it was pretty ingrained in that direction. But you do have people that were in relationships and very successful sexual relationships with someone of the opposite sex until they decide to spend their life with somebody gay. Like, for example, Anne Heck, right? She was married, then she dated Ellen DeGeneres, and now I think she's married again. So, does the term gay even exist anymore? Are people going to live with now who they love? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everybody, listen up, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Now, Marcus, over the break, says he doesn't have a question or a comment on the Supreme Court, but a question on Paula Deen. He says he wants to know, how come one word used by half the population can bring another one's career down? Okay, that's another topic. We could always talk. I mean, it's tough. There's so much we need to talk about. But I mean, we could quickly discuss, you know, what's been happening with Paula Deen. From what I understand, what's been happening with Paula Deen, and again, I don't know much about her because I don't watch the Food Network. From what I understand, she has this very bubbly personality, Southern Belle type of Southern style cooking, has been a very popular figure in the culinary industry. I know she was on Master Chef at one point. My husband didn't know who that was, and I'm like, I think that's the Southern bubbly. So I don't know much about her, but she's been in the news the media has extremely engaged this story because there was a lawsuit filed by one of her employees saying she had used the N-word. And I believe a sexual harassment case as well. When she was, I guess, being deposed for this lawsuit, what was in the deposition became public record. And then the media got wind that she had used these terms, like the N-word, etc. Since then, I believe the Food Network has fired her. Or has decided not to renew her contract. She's lost huge sponsors, and I guess recently I think we've seen her, you know, crying, and I mean just apologizing, you know, multiple video apologies. And again, I apologize. I don't really know much about what's been going on with the case. I hear that she had gone to a restaurant in the South that appeared to be plantation style. She, like old South, trying to go back into old history. I guess this restaurant, I don't know where it is in the South, and where waiters appear to be in the same garb as servers were back in Civil War times. She said she wanted to do that same theme for her brother's wedding. It was beautiful. But so in light of everything, I think there was a younger waitress that she had used a sexual term for, something about an eclair. I don't want to go about on the radio, but, after that, people have distanced themselves. Now, with what's happened today in the news with the arrest of Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez has been arrested because of a body found near his home, who was last seen at his house. New England Patriots has dropped him since the arrest. I mean, as the arrest has taken place, news breaks that the Patriots has dropped him. The one thing that I am getting from all this, okay, and we've talked about this on air, and anything you all want to pipe in with, I'm welcome to hear it, or you're welcome to say it, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is when the poop hits the fan, no one has your back. That's what I noticed. And I'm not saying the New England Patriots, okay, should stand by Aaron Hernandez. I'm not saying that. But the one thing I am noticing is once things go sour, everybody kind of flees. I mean, look at what happened with Lance Armstrong. Sponsors dropped. Companies dropped. Now, you do have people running to Paula Deen's defense. I'm sure you have Aaron Hernandez fans running to his defense, Lance Armstrong fans running to their defense. But when things go sour, whoever you thought was, you know, in your court or in your corner leaves. And like I said, I'm not saying Food Network needs to, you know, support Paula Deen, but nobody wants to go down with the ship. And it blows my mind to see such powerful people, you know, when they fall, I understand why they fall. Okay, you know, it was wrong for her to use the N-word. It was, I don't know what Aaron Hernandez is again, was it obstruction of justice? Was it because of the murder? If he is found guilty, then I understand. Okay, but right now, innocent until proven guilty. I understand what happened with Lance Armstrong. I understand that. But still, I mean, whatever happened to lifelong relationships and business partners, etc. All right, and it's a wake-up call to all of us. Those who you thought were in your corner, who are going to stand by you till the end, may actually be a lot fewer than you think, okay? And you can't test it. You can't say, well, you know what, if I have a scandal where I, let's say, cheat on somebody or I dope up or whatever, I'll still have my job, right? No, you won't. Okay? I mean, you will be dropped like a hot potato. I mean, I hope you all work for people who, you know, have where blood is thicker than water, maybe, and, you know, they'll keep you. But the distancing happens instantaneously, even before people get to prove their innocence. Aaron Hernandez was arrested. He could be released in 10 minutes. We don't know. But New England Patriots drops him. See, it's not innocent until proven guilty anymore. Okay? If the Patriots don't want to be associated with Aaron Hernandez, they're not going to be. I understand him being arrested doesn't mean he's going to turn right back around and they go, oops, we're wrong. I mean, it looks like the authorities took plenty of time to decide, okay, on what they're doing with him. But it just, I mean, he's arrested and then the next, you know, media statement is New England Patriots drops him. I mean, where's the, we're going to stand by you, we're going to, you know, I'll stand by you. You just don't see that, okay? And also, yes, if half the population uses a term freely and in jokes and in movies, etc., and Paula Deen chooses to use that word, okay? Again, we talked about freedom of speech. She's not going to be arrested for using that word, but she may be up for civil liability, which she has been. And whenever somebody is up for civil liability, if somebody has a tarnished record, then commercially other companies can flee. Okay? You know, the freedom of speech thing, it's a little bit gray in that area. Okay? There are just some words that white people can never say. That's one of them. Just that's it. You can't say it. That's the rules. Okay? I don't know who made up the rules, but those are the rules. So if you are going to say it, you need to be prepared that your career will end. All right, there are certain words you can't say, just like there are certain, you can't actually, I mean, not only that group of words, but you can't say anything racially charged or stereotypical. You can't say that about any ethnicity, about any, I told you guys, you know, you're at work, you like your coworker's boobs, you say your boobs look really pretty in that dress. You are done for. It doesn't matter if you've had a relationship with them. It doesn't matter if you were dating at the time. When you're done dating, that could come back and haunt you. You can't talk about a woman's boobs at work. Can't do that. Okay? My advice to you all is to just sit there and not say nothing. Because if you think that you could joke about something and it's taken as a slur, you're done for. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Man mutilates his own penis under the influence of magic mushrooms. Did you guys hear about that? A 41-year-old man in Columbus, Ohio, was found naked and bloody on the grounds of a middle school. Ypsilanti Middle School last week. He had been high on hallucinogenic mushrooms and he mutilated his genitals. He broke a window at the school. It set off an alarm. He was near the school on his knees, naked, with blood all over his legs. He mutilated his genitals with his bare hands, according to a witness, or actually Sergeant Jeff Fox. He was doing a lot of yelling and screaming. They said he wasn't coherent. Okay. The man was not able to be interviewed, but from what we understand, he had been visiting friends and took magic mushrooms. Okay? No history of mental illness. When I hear of people dropping acid or shrooms and going and doing crazy things, it just makes me think of that World War Z zombie movie. These drugs make people do things, or like the spice or the salts, the bath salts that people were doing, that where they would just go crazy and start eating other people. It's like this zombification of people. Pretty scary stuff. And here he is. Thank heavens it was only his own and not somebody else's. I mean, he could have started mutilating somebody else's genitalia, but pretty scary stuff. It shows you that there are things that when they take over, they take over. It's evil, just evil, I tell you. I finally saw the movie Magic Mike. Stupid. I don't even know why. In fact, I had to stop it, and then I'm like, no, there's got to be a plot to this. And I finished watching that movie going, ha, I fast-forwarded through a lot of scenes, and I'm sorry, I don't like to, rate movies or comment and critique movies on air, especially if I have a negative critique. But I really didn't get Magic Mike. I understand it came out a while back. People on Facebook were saying that it should have been in 3D. So I'm thinking, well, this has got to be a pretty good movie if people want Magic Mike in 3D. And when I watched it, no. I am very, very glad I didn't actually spend good money on that. So just, if you're thinking about a movie to watch, I would probably recommend maybe something else. Now, ever since obesity has been called a disease, people have been going back and forth saying, no, it's a personal responsibility. People are lazy. We can't call it a disease. Stop this woe is me. And I told you, I'm for calling it a disease because maybe we'll all get a wake-up call. And I guess there was another article written from the Bay State Banner talking about how it's a personal responsibility to avoid obesity. And, you know, this Melvin Miller actually has a point. And the point that I believe he's making in his report, which is a point that I've been trying to make to you all, is a lot of us forget about our weight. Okay, and many of us will kind of nod our heads and see what I'm talking about. Okay, we go through life and all of a sudden we have some extra pounds. What's extremely frustrating about obesity is it's not that we decided to do something bad or do something wrong and then all of a sudden we're like, okay, well, you know, now these are the consequences. Many of us have benefited from good metabolism. So we were able to eat the pizza. We were able to eat the ho-hos. We were able to have a beer. And nothing ever happened to us. So it's a learned behavior. All right. In our 20s, sometimes we start to get a little bit chunkier. And we're like, all right, I've got to, you know, cut back on the carbs, got to exercise a little more. But whatever we were ingrained to do when we were teenagers or in our 20s, should have held true when we became middle age, but it didn't. And all of a sudden, many of us start to pack on some pounds. I had a phenomenal physique, very low body fat, and I start having changes after the pregnancies. So my doctor has to put me on hormones, and boom, I gain weight. The rules change. And, if you aren't going into your 30s or 40s realizing that that's going to happen to you, you're not going to watch it. The other thing that happens with obesity is by the time you notice it, a lot of times it's too late. You know, when I started gaining weight from the hormones, I'm like, wait a second here. No, because, you know, I'm still eating the same. I'm still exercising the same. So I'm thinking then it would be just like the way it was 2 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden the scale is up 30 pounds. And I'm like, how the hell did this happen? Which is why I am very empathetic and I empathize with people who say kind of woe is me. Because I went through that too. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything different. Now, maybe what I did wrong is I underestimated my metabolism. But I never go out at midnight and eat ice cream sundaes. I don't sit there and drink a six-pack of beer. I only have hot wings when it's Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, you know, I've never considered myself somebody that was doing bad things to their body in terms of putting bad things. Now, do I like some chocolate? Absolutely. Do I like a steak? Yeah. Okay, but I don't eat it every, I mean, I don't eat steak every day. And so I do understand, having gone through it myself, that sometimes the weight will increase beyond your control. I worked out twice a day with my first pregnancy. I gained 60 pounds over the course of the pregnancy, 60 pounds, working out twice a day and watching my calories. 1 month I had gained 11 pounds. I didn't eat 11 pounds worth of food. I think many of us understand the importance of hormones. But in terms of making obesity a responsibility, if any of us could go back at the time, for those of us that wish we were 20 pounds lighter, I think we would have said, well, I wish I knew this would happen to me, so I would have been even extra careful. I've always been careful. Trust me, women especially always careful about their weight. So don't accuse me or anybody else. I mean, although there are some people that, and I see, you know, they'll eat at the buffets and they'll go ridiculous. But for the most part, many of us, we're always being careful. But then something happens, something changes metabolism-wise, hormone-wise, age-wise, and all of a sudden, you try to get on a pair of pants and you're like, something's wrong. I was getting hormonal tests, I was getting pregnancy tests every week. Something wrong was happening to me, and it was happening too fast. Well, we figured out what it was. Okay, hormones change, weight's coming off, I've already lost 25 pounds. But I'm, again, if you don't actively realize that obesity is going to creep up on you, and nobody tells you that, or they don't tell you that, like they talk about diabetes and high blood pressure like a disease, by the time you realize it, it's too late. That is where our education needs to now go. You need to, don't just tell your teenager your metabolism is going to go in your 30s or 40s, because teenagers don't think they'll ever be 30 or 40. They think they're going to be teenagers their whole life. All right? But we need to teach everybody sooner, because I think obesity doesn't happen because we decide to go to a buffet once. It creeps up on us. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.